We're visiting on the telephone with Lisa Lunds of Wakefield, Nebraska. Now, Lisa is on the Nebraska Soybean Board as a farmer director and also is on the board of directors of the U.S. Farmers and Ranchers Alliance, the national group that is working to help consumers understand how farmers and ranchers do the things they do and why. Well, Lisa, I understand you attended the last USFRA food dialogue that was held in Chicago back in late April, and sounds like the focus there was on biotechnology. So tell us about it.
Thanks, Ken. Yeah, Farmers and Ranchers Alliance keep holding food dialogues, and this last one, the topic was biotechnology, and it was titled The Straight Story on Biotech in Agriculture, the Media, and its Impact on Consumers. And they were just continuing the conversation that we've had at other food dialogues about a lot of the misinformation about GMOs and biotechnology that seems to be out in the media, and how the media likes to cover a story and maybe doesn't always include all the facts when they're putting that story together.
This is a hot topic right now with some of the proposals for GMO labeling around the country. And as you see the national reports, I think you're right that the national media doesn't really dig into the issue that far.
Well, there's a lot of science that supports genetically modified food. And, you know, and it shows that there is no harm from eating it. But the people that are on what I would call the anti-side, you know, are using emotion and using information that maybe isn't always scientifically correct, but, you know, is part of how they want people to look at it. And labeling was talked about a lot on the panel, and why shouldn't consumers know where their food comes from? Well, that's a pretty broad statement, and there's a lot that goes into that statement. And right now, consumers have choices at the grocery store, from the organic to the natural to whatever they're buying, there's labels on everything. And a lot of those labels are misleading, are confusing, and it's kind of a marketing thing. And unless you understand what that means, it just is confusing the consumer. And I think we've done a good job of confusing the consumer and not a good job at educating the consumer.
Okay, so how'd you feel after this food dialogue? Did you feel like maybe you were changing some minds or causing people to think about it a little bit more?
I think that as we continue with these food dialogues, that I think it's just opening up opportunities and channels of communication, and it is giving agriculture a voice to have in these conversations. Because before, as a producer, there's not very many of us, and then we haven't really stepped up and been proactive in a lot of these discussions and debates. And so as producers, we need to get engaged, and I think it is changing, and there's getting a different set of information out there that people have to look at, and it's not all, you know, it's not all negative. There's some positive things out there also. There was one panelist, and she's involved with a lot of different things, what I would call with the anti-GMOs, and I visited with her afterwards and kind of challenged her on some of her statements as a producer and maybe looking at things different. And instead of just taking one report that she sees at face value, you know, look at a broader picture. And I do think that those kind of conversations help, because sometimes you can just get so focused and look at something so narrowly that it's easy to not take the broader picture as you do it.
Well, as we talked before earlier this year, Lisa, and I think we talked about, you know, whether these food dialogues and whether, you know, the whole USFRA program is making a difference. And as I think you pointed out that time, it's just kind of one step at a time.
It is, and I'll go back to a quote that they showed us at our last meeting, and I think maybe I shared this with you before, that, you know, Michael Pollan made a comment a while back that before he could say anything he wanted to about our food, and now there's a voice out there, and it's USFRA, that is countering some of his comments and giving a counterpoint of view or giving different information. And so he just can't say whatever he likes anymore. He has somebody else challenging him on his statements. And I think that says a lot, because there's a group out there that just wants to put fear into the consumers, into consumers, and confuse them when they go to the store. And so we need to have a balanced conversation about, you know, the food that we're producing and the food that they're eating.
And with USFRA, I mean, it's kind of behind the scenes work in a way. I mean, it's not real visible to the farmers and ranchers out there on just what's being done. Are there efforts to maybe let them know a little more about it? Or?
Well, farmers and ranchers have an opportunity to get in on some of these conversations. If you go to www.fooddialogues.com, you can join up what they call their farm team. And then as things get released and put out, they will share that with the team. And especially if you're, you know, real involved with social media, they have a Facebook page, they're on Twitter, they have their website. You can go back and view any of the food dialogues that they've had. You can, give a producer voice to a lot of these discussions that are going on about food. So there are ways that producers can get involved.
Very good. Anything else on this, Lisa? Anything we missed?
Nope. I just think that as producers, we need to work together to help with the education of the consumer, because there's a lot of misinformation out there, and we need to kind of give our side also.